Here's Lanny Ruff, the Dallas Stars head coach. We found you. You cannot hide from us.
Hello, gentlemen.
It's Darren Millard along with Gord Stellick and Scott Morrison. So what were you thinking when you were down three last night?
Well, you know, I knew we hadn't given up a lot. We've made some big mistakes in the game that, you know, obviously led to goals, the block shot and the two face-off plays that were just missed assignments. But I thought we had the puck enough and we're generating enough opportunities that I thought we could get back in the game.
Is there a little part of you, Lindy, that felt sorry for Edmonton after you won that thing in overtime?
No, because I don't think anybody has felt sorry for us when we've blown some games that I thought we had in our pocket this year, including a game against San Jose, a game against Philly, and it's a real hard league, and it can swing, and I think you've seen the last couple nights, Nashville, Minnesota, our game, that you can still swing the game the other way if you can put enough pressure on the opponent. So, in our case, points are valuable, and we needed points last night.
Lindy, you're through Toronto a couple of weeks ago talking to Jim Neal, and it's obvious the team right now, defense has been the problem, and last couple of weeks seems to be a little bit more back on track, and I'm curious, like, how much is it the personnel and how much is it a system you're trying to implement?
For the most part, our biggest problem with goals against have been big individual mistakes, which, we've tried to eliminate. And that's by different personnel. We've got on some nights we've got three rookie defensemen in the lineup. Not a lot of it is system. A lot of it is choices we make with the puck that turn into big opportunities for the opposition. I like the direction we've been going. The chances have been going down. The shots against have been going down. The decisions have been a lot better. You don't like giving up five last night. But I think at the end of the night, we maybe only gave up 10 chances the whole game. But again, it was some of those chances were big mistakes and nothing our goaltenders could have done to help us out besides a real big save.
Lindy, is Sagan the best player in the league right now, or at least, I guess, the best shooter?
Well, I think he's the best shooter. His hands are as quick as any player that I have played, and he doesn't need four or five opportunities to score a goal. Usually one in that key area has been good. He's been shooting the puck unbelievable. He's been getting to to that prime area between the dots to score goals. And right now, I haven't paid a lot of attention to the East, but I know in the West, I don't know if there's anybody that's shooting the puck as well as he is.
Tables turned a bit for the Leafs since you last saw them. They were on a tear and now a three-game slump, and you face them on Tuesday. Is there a different way you go about attacking a team that's hot versus one that's struggling?
No, our focus really has been to, try to put some consistency in our game. And, like I've said, it really has been about some big mistakes in the game, eliminating, a big percentage of those mistakes, playing the game the right way. And when we play it the right way, the shots against are down, the chances are down. We're still generating enough to score goals. We know we have the personnel that can score goals, but it's being on the right side of the puck and more worrying about what we're doing than the opposition. The game in Toronto, if you look at the first shift, we turned the puck over twice. We got on the wrong side of the puck on the goal against, and you're off to a bad start. And those are the things that we've really tried to clean up, and some of it has been our best personnel, and you can't lump it on one guy or new personnel. It has been generally different players on different nights that have made some of those big mistakes for us.
Got one more to go. Good luck against the Toronto Maple Leafs as you wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule, and thanks for fitting us in. We really appreciate it. I know it's a busy time of the year for you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.